Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have given up the modern method of salesmanship in running their store and have settled back once again into the checker-playing point of view. To make their decision final, Lum went into the county seat this morning to return the book, Magic Salesmanship, and to get his money back. As we look in on the little community now, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store. Lum has just returned. Listen.
Did you get the $2 back, Lum?
No, they won't take books back in there.
Well, did you tell him it never worked?
Yeah, but he says they never guaranteed to increase our business now.
Well, the book claimed it would increase your business 72%.
I know. I told him we tried it for a week. Instead of helping our business, it run all of our customers off. They're all trading over at Dick Huddleston's store now.
Well, Lum, why don't we sell the book to Dick then? Maybe he'll start trying them modern salesmanship methods and run the customers all back over here.
I wouldn't give this thing to my worst enemy.
Oh?
Magic salesmanship. Only thing magic about this is it makes your customers disappear.
Well, now, don't leave it laying around here, Lum. You might forget yourself and start reading it sometime.
I ain't gonna leave it no place. I'm gonna burn the thing up before somebody else makes the mistake of reading it, too.
Yeah, well, just hand it here. I'll burn it up right now.
Well, don't start no fire in that stove today, Abner.
Oh, there's just a bunch of papers in here. Been accumulating all summer. Need to burn them anyway.
Yeah, you get it so hot in here, we can't stay in the store.
Well, I want to get rid of this thing. I know good and well if that thing's laying around here, you'll be glancing through it and trying out them crazy ideas. Now, I dove it with all that paper in there. She'll burn now. That's a good shudding.
Well, that's just the same as burning up $2 there.
Well, it's worth it to get shut of it. Our business was just going down something wonderful. Them new methods just won't work here in Pine Ridge, Lum.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Whilst I don't like the ideas in that book, there's other modern things we could use around here. For instance, what do you think about an adding machine?
A what?
Adding machine.
What's that?
It's a machine that adds stuff up for you. Somebody come in and want a long list of groceries and stuff, you can run it up on that machine and give you the right answer.
It calls it out?
No, it prints it, sort of like a typewriter.
Well, how do you know it gives the right answer?
You can add it up yourself and see that it's right.
Well, what's the use in having a machine if you've got to add things up, too?
Well, you don't have to add them up yourself.
Well, how can you tell when it's right, then?
It's always right. It never makes a mistake.
Well, I know I wouldn't want it, then. If there's anything I hate and despise, it's somebody that's always right, never makes a mistake, thinks they're such dad blame perfect. Is that all it does, just add up stuff?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them add and subtract and multiply and everything else.
Some of them smarter than others, huh? Got a better head on them for figures.
Well, they're made different. The kind I'm talking about we could use here in the store to add up grocery bills with, just adds.
Well, how would it know the prices of a different stuff in here?
Oh, you have to run it. Somebody come in here and want a dollar's worth of sugar, you push the dollar key on the machine and pull the handle, and then they want a dollar's worth of beans, so you push the dollar key again and pull the handle, and then press the key that says total and pull the handle, and a little slip of paper comes out and says $2.
Well, I can do that. $1 and $1 is $2, and you don't have to pull no handle.
Well, that's just an example, Abner. This thing will add up a whole list of figures just as fast as you can set them down. It's the dead blamedest thing you ever seen. Just wait till it gets out here.
Gets out here?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. While I was in at the bookstore trying to get them to take that book back, the fella that waited on me got to showing me how that ad machine worked, and I don't know, one thing led to another, and first thing I know, well, anyway, it'll be out in the morning.
Coming out by itself?
No, the mailman's bringing it. How could it come?
Well, if it's as smart as you say it is, it ought to be able to find its way to Pine Ridge.
It ain't smart, Abner. It's just good at figures.
Well, tell it to get on Highway 88 and come 22 miles. It's in Pine Ridge. Them's figures.
Well, an adding machine can't walk. It's sort of like a typewriter. It just sits there on the desk.
Well, I do know. I'm sort of anxious to meet him. Or see him. Or see it.
Well, how it does it, I don't know. But I believe it'll be worth the money to us here in the store. Cut out a lot of mistakes. No telling how much money we've lost by adding stuff up wrong.
Well, I don't think we need nothing like that, Lon.
Well, like that feller said this morning, it'll pay for itself in no time.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought you meant we's going to have to pay for it.
Well, we are. This one's second-handed, but I give him a check for
$50. $50?
Well, they sell for over $100 brand new.
Why, we won't make that many mistakes in 10 years.
Yeah, that's the trouble. There ain't no way of telling how many mistakes we make, less than we got something to check up on us.
Of course, we could make more mistakes and pay for it quicker, I reckon.
Well, now, just wait till you see it before you start making up your mind about it.
Well, I know these customers here in Pine Ridge, Long. I just don't believe they'll take its word for it. You can't press buttons and pull handles and tell them how much they owe you. They want to see you set it down with a pencil and count your fingers once in a while. You take old Grandpa Masters, for instance. I know.
Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric Lehigh.
Huh? Oh.
He ain't been over here since we cut out them modern sales methods, has he?
No. Thank goodness I don't have to jump up and start waiting on him.
No. We're just going to let folks tell us when they want something. I believe they like it better that way. Wait on themselves if they want.
That's the thing to do.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Come on back, Cedric.
Howdy. Here's a letter for you, Mr. Lum. Come over there to the post office, and Mr. Dick Huddleston said he thought it might be important, so I brung it over to you.
Well, thank you, Cedric. Chicago, Illinois. Granny's.
Yes, Mama, I noticed that's where he's from, Chicago.
I reckon what Chicago's wanting with me. It's a pretty big place, you know.
Yes, Mama, I know it is. Are you fellas cold this afternoon?
No, I ain't, Cedric. Facts is, I'm hot. If you're cold, why don't you stand over there by the stove, Cedric?
No, Mom, no. It's hot in here. Just wondering what you's doing with a fire in the stove on a day like this.
Oh, just burning up some trash papers and a book that Lum wanted to get rid of.
Hi, Grannies, listen to this, Abner.
Huh?
We have just been informed that you have recently purchased our book, Magic Salesmanship.
Well, I'll be dogged. I reckon how they found that out clean up there.
I don't know.
Them things sure get around in a hurry, don't they?
Yeah, this purchase on your part reveals you to be an alert, intelligent, modern-minded young man, possessing the qualities that make for great success in the business world. Well, now, what do you know about that? That's a compliment coming all the way from Chicago, you know it.
Yeah, what else does it say, Lum?
Yeah, this is nice. Great success in the business world. Therefore, we know that a young man of your ability and ambition will never be satisfied with a mere salesman's job, but will want to advance to sales manager of your company or even to some executive position. That's right. I just can't understand how they found out so much about me. They sure got mad, ain't they?
Well, Whitey Madison taking a trip up there to Chicago once, Lum, to the World's Fair, he might have told him about you.
Oh, he went to the Columbia Exposition.
I know it. That's a World's Fair.
No, well, they'd have forgot everything he told them.
They would, huh?
Wouldn't have listened no way. Don't make no difference. Let me go on here. This is interesting, you know it?
Yeah.
In view of this, we are suggesting that you enroll for one of our correspondence courses, such as business management, executive training, corporation management. Now, Granny, this might be just what I've been looking for all my life.
Well, what do you have to do to take them courses, Lum?
The tuition fee for each of these courses is $250 for the first 6 months.
I thought there was a catch to it. Reason they're being so nice, sir.
Wait a minute. However, our vocational guidance director has selected you for a 6-month scholarship, entitling you to one free 6-month course. Hi, Grannies, I've been selected. Did you hear that?
Well, good for you.
Just like making me a present of $250, what it is. Hi, Grannies, I win a contest I never even knowed I was in. This is my lucky day, you know it. Corporation executive. That's the one I'm going to take. I know that already without looking any further.
Ain't that fine, Cedric? Long win it.
Gosh. I was in a contest once. Had a picture in a magazine, a picture of a tree, a great big tree, and you had to see how many faces or heads you could find in it. I never win the Shetland pony, but they let me sell some greeting cards for them.
Is that all it says, Lom?
I never finished it, did I?
Oh.
Trying to figure out what big company I want to join up with. Goes on here. To receive this scholarship, all you have to do is fill out and send in the coupon on the last page of the Magic Salesmanship book. Well, I'll be dead blamed. I told you not to light that fire.
Well, here, where are you going, Lon?
I'm going into the county seat and buy another one of them books. Grannies, I wish you'd learned to quit setting fire to everything.